while walking through a grove of ancient oak trees, I heard a song. I began to walk faster down a path. This song became louder and louder. It was the sweetest voice, like my mother. When I came to an open glade, there in the center was a ray of light, like sunlight. And from this light, I vaguely saw the presence of a beautiful angel of light. She said, "Come, listen. I am here to heal the four chambers of your heart, to bring your heart into the one. But first, allow me to share a message. The message of Archangel Uriel. We, the archangels, are here at this urgent time to help and to bring solace, to bring a solve, a quietness to help your spirit, your body, your soul be able to live fully in your greatest potential. As you pass through the time of your world, the day of technology, look for peace in nature. Hold our hand, for technology is a stepping stone into another time. And we would say this is the rocky time, while energies are changing and formulating, and so technology can also wreak havoc on your heart, your mind, body, your spirit, the planet. But together we can, side by side, hold the rays of eternal light, of harmony, of love, and of grace, while technology evolves into what it is meant to be. Your nervous system is being taxed and overloaded. Your circuits are overloaded because what you're experiencing in the technology is beyond anything that human evolution has prepared for. And so there is an underlying anxiety just in living because of the energies at this time. Your heart is an electromagnetic, biochemical, energetic center. The beating of your heart is the center of what creates your entire body, creates the life from your body. When your heart feels assaulted, you move away from intimacy, you move away from touch. Then your heart goes on a state of high alert. This activates your adrenal glands to help your heart. And now the autonomic nervous system and your immune system begin the cycle of overuse, which creates depression, anxiety, and disease. So we are here to help you heal your heart and support your heart in the light so that you can live a glorious life in the beautiful realm of planet Earth. Your heart is sacred. Enlightenment is learning the heart of wisdom, connecting to the firmaments of the heart and how the heart sends out waves of energy. Now your heart tries to protect itself, tries to cloak itself so you feel safe. It's essential to know how to open your heart, let your heart breathe, and then close your heart when necessary. The ego mind, the intelligent mind, the intellectual mind, is a mind which assesses the world outside and filters the information that comes into your brain. But your heart does not have a filter. And so the heart begins to build an armor, begins to build a wall like thick cloth. And as this happens, the soul, your soul, begins to become sad. And from this sadness, the ego, not understanding the sadness, becomes angry and lashes out its confusion. All healing occurs in the energies of your heart. For when you understand your heart, when you allow your soul to experience the fullness and wisdom and love of your heart, your ego is not confused, and your ego now steps into a state of balance, harmony, and service to your soul. We all who have lived on Earth carries a trauma, because the world of separation is built on the brokenness of light and the brokenness of consciousness. There is a core, a seed of trauma. This was misunderstood, this ancient wisdom, and thus it was written that we were born possibly with an original sin. But you do not have an original sin. There is no original sin. Your original is purely love. You have original brokenness, where the wholeness of creation separates to create again, so that creation and creation and creation expands. When you breathe in, you are breathing into the wholeness before the brokenness of time and space. And when you exhale, you are creating from the many myriads of energies you now have at your disposal. Harmony is when you return into the knowledge of this, the waves of creating, the waves of gathering into wholeness, the waves of creating, the waves of gathering into wholeness. And when you can live in this state, the trauma of the breakage is healed. The karma, the samskaras of your human experience, melt into a beautiful lake of clear blue water, nourishment. Trauma lodges itself in your heart, resting there like a piece of coal caught on a ledge. Today, we are going to enter into your heart and dislodge the coal so you can breathe again from your heart. This is the sacred alchemy of the archangels. This is where your soul can rest and know the divine doctors are here to free your heart so that you can be free to love and to receive love as it is meant to be. The energy of love is a great current that runs through all beings around your globe, to the stars and the planets and the great sun and back again. When you open yourself and allow yourself to acknowledge and experience this current, this great life force will bring healing, miracles, illumination. And so we begin our journey healing the four chambers of your heart. Thank you.